Muncie, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade. I don't hold back for my enemy.
That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. Could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, Dodger fans, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you're doing well on this Friday night. Your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers, 11-2 to start this season. Best record in the major leagues after sweeping the Nationals and Rockies for a perfect 6-0 homestand. The Dodgers now hit the road. First stop, San Diego, for a much-anticipated series against the Padres. Walker Buehler on the mound tonight in Game 1 of this three-game weekend set from Petco Park. First pitch is set for 7:10. Coming up over the next 60 minutes here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll check in with Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll also visit with Trevor Bauer. That's in 45 minutes. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. We're going to have your chance to participate in this Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. We're going to hear from Kirsten Watson. She'll check in shortly, and we'll check in with David Vasse, who is live at Petco Park in San Diego with the very latest from the clubhouse and from the field. Well, last night at Dodgers Stadium, the Dodgers finished off their homestand with a sweep of the Rockies. Julio Urias went six innings, allowed five runs on seven hits while striking out six along the way. Urias gave up a solo home run in the first and then a solo shot in the third. The Dodgers found themselves down 2-0. But in the bottom of the third, the Dodgers answered back. Julio Urias, a one-out single. Chris Taylor drew a walk. That brought up Justin Turner.
Gomber set and delivers. There's a fly ball to center field. Well hit on its way and gone! A three-run home run for Justin Turner, who hit four home runs in all of last year's abbreviated season. Well, he's got four home runs now in 43 at-bats. And the Dodgers lead 3-2.
Red turn two with a three-run home run, 408 feet to center field. Dodgers up 3-2. The Dodgers led until the sixth when C.J. Crone delivered an RBI single. Then Daza, then RBI single, along with a throwing error. That scored two runs on the play as the Rockies grabbed a 5-3 lead. The Dodgers were going to go away without a fight. In the seventh, Matt Beatty, a one-out walk. Two batters later, Justin Turner with a walk. That brought up Max Muncy with two on, two out, and the Dodgers down two.
The 2-0, Muncy with a fly ball, right center field, and deep, on its way, and gone! Max Muncy, a three-run home run. Turner had a three-run tater in the third. Muncy, a three-run shot here in the bottom of the seventh. And the Dodgers reclaim the lead. It's 6-5.
Three-run home run from Mad Max. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco Quality, top-tier gas for less. Dodgers with a 6-5 lead, and they weren't done. Later in the seventh, Will Smith scored on a wild pitch. The Dodgers extended their lead to 7-5. Julio Urias went the six innings. Jimmy Nelson, a scoreless inning of relief. Dennis Santana, a scoreless inning of relief. Then David Price with a scoreless ninth. He struck out a pair. Dodgers come back to beat the Rockies 7-5. They sweep them out of town. The Dodgers a perfect 6-0 on the homestand. They're now 11-2 on this season. And now tonight they're in San Diego for the start of a three-game series against the Padres. Walker Buehler on the mound. And with more, we welcome in Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner. Guys.
All right, Tim, the Dodgers and the Padres, the first of a three-game series. Dodgers have not yet played a team that's currently over 500. San Diego has played only three games over teams over 500. They're 1-2. The Dodgers at 11-2, the best record in baseball. The Padres trail them by 2.5 games. And this is one of those games everybody's building it up, the beginning of a rivalry. For me, Mo, it feels like West Side Story. The Jets and the Sharks are going to size up one another as much as anything else.
I agree. The Dodgers go into this series, and we're not in the locker room. We're not on the bench during ball games, and we're not on the field during the games. But from afar, I get the feeling that for the Dodgers, they're going to San Diego. They know who they are. The Padres are trying to discover exactly who they might be, and there's 19 games between these two ball clubs, and I would imagine one of them will be victorious in a Western Division.
The Dodgers at 11-2. They are not only it's the best start in franchise history, equaling the clubs in Brooklyn in 1940 and 1955 and here in Los Angeles in 2005. But the other note about the Dodgers and their 11-2 record, which is truly remarkable, it is the best ever record for a defending world champion through the first 13 games.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to the Padres maybe trying to figure out who they are, and I don't mean that from an insulting standpoint. They've made a lot of improvements on their ball club. They're a good ball club. There's no question about it. But they've also had in the back of their minds, they've not had a season series victory as far as the season plays against the Dodgers since 2010. Yes, they're improved. The Dodgers have already proven what they can do also, and tonight there's going to be a lot of electricity in that building. They passed out some noisemakers. They'll be in the stands as well. So Dodgers and Padres, it should be loud, it should be raucous, and that's probably what it's going to be.
Over the last 5 years, the Dodgers 71-34 against San Diego, but the Dodgers are banged up a little bit.
They discover also with an MRI that Cody Bellinger actually has now a hairline fracture of the left fibula. Now, what that means, we don't really know as far as a timetable. We can tell you that Cody Bellinger is taking some batting practice in the cages. Yes, he is throwing, so he's keeping the baseball activities. And with Gavin Lux did not play yesterday, we were told, well, it was a right wrist issue. Today, we're being told it's a right hand issue, so he's available to pinch run and play defense, but that's about it.
And A.J. Pollock has a groin issue.
And Pollock has the groin issue that he had to leave the ball game in last night's contest. So, yeah, they're kind of banged up as far as Lux and with Pollock. Bellinger, of course, is on the injured list, but this Dodger ball club, as a necessity now, has to have some extra left-handed batters in their lineup tonight against a lefty.
For the Dodgers, Buehler goes tonight. Ryan Weathers is going to be making his first regular season start for San Diego. We'll detail that matchup and a whole lot more as the hour progresses. Tim?
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck, we'll hear from the manager, Dave Roberts. We'll check in with Trevor Bauer. That's coming up at 6:45. We'll hear from David Vasse. We'll break down this pitching matchup and your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson will check in as we lead you up to Dodgers and Padres from San Diego. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Padres from Petco Park in San Diego, the first of three in a much-anticipated matchup between these two NL West teams. Walker Buehler, Ryan Weathers, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Fuentes with a ground ball. Diving stab at first by Rios. Underhanded flip to Santana. Oye, como va? What a play!
What a play from Edwin Rios for the best dive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. If you want to save on your insurance, call Adriana's Insurance. They can guarantee it. They're only ones that can. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000. 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us for the Dodgers and Padres. Much anticipated series. They'll face off 19 times. Game one of this series between the Dodgers and Padres is tonight from Petco Park in San Diego as Walker Buehler gets the start. And Kirsten, here we are, the much anticipated rivalry.
I love that so much. I feel like that was it right there. That's the moment everyone's been waiting for, just for you to say that. But no, it has definitely been one that this is a game that everyone's going to be watching. In this series, the Dodgers have proven themselves. And now it's, can the Padres keep up? it's kind of, I think the eyes are more on them. And so with all this talk of this is a newborn rivalry and da da da. And to me, and from what I've been hearing from the players, which has been super interesting as someone coming in and getting to know this team this year, to them, it's not a rivalry yet. It is very much, this is a divisional series.
Yep.
That is the importance of this. We need to go out and we need to play, and we will play to win as we always do. And that's something that Corey Seager this afternoon, he spoke to the media and he was very adamant about that. You know, like, this is, because I asked, I was like, is there any more, like, is there additional excitement from you guys in the clubhouse? Is like, if I was the athlete, I would be kind of like, you know, the music would be pumping, like I would be getting into it just to build up my own energy to kind of go out. And that's not to say that we've been playing against bad teams. It's just, you know, there's so much buildup against this series. And yeah. So, and he was just like, no, you know, it's just as it always is. We go out to play each team, we go to win. And that is how Dodger baseball is played, mm-hmm. as well as this is a divisional series and we take it as such. And that means we need to perform, we need to win with that in mind. And even earlier in spring, I mean, this has been a conversation since spring training when they played the Padres in the spring. And so it is one in which the guys are very much just like, yes, they've made the moves. Yes, of course, it's been noticed, but still, we have our game to play. We have to focus on how we play the game, and that's the priority. And so is it a rivalry just yet? It is not. It is not. But, you know, this could be very much a rivalry, or it's not just distance, as Dave Roberts said. It's really history that kind of builds it up.
Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations for boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call 877-CARS for Kids. Kirsten, great stuff. We'll check in with you after the game. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we're going to preview this pitching matchup tonight. We'll hear from Trevor Bauer, but up next, we're going to get you an injury report, and we'll check in with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're leading up the first pitch from San Diego, Dodgers and Padres. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Dodgers and Padres, the start of a three-game series in San Diego. Walker Buehler on the mound. We'll preview tonight's pitching matchup coming up. First pitch at 7:10.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Gavin Lux is sore right wrist. He is not in the lineup tonight, but available to run or play defense. AJ Pollock, groin tightness, not in the lineup tonight. Was in the lineup last night before coming out. He is taking batting practice right now, according to our own David Vasse, who we'll check in with in a couple of minutes. Cody Bellinger on the IL after a scan today showed a hairline fracture in his lower left leg. More on that with David. Tony Gonsolin on the IL with shoulder inflammation. Joe Kelly on the IL. Bruised our Gratterall on the IL, but right now he's with the team in San Diego and could be activated this weekend. Let's go back out to Petco Park and let's hear from the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the Dugout with Dave Roberts.
Where is kind of your level of, I guess, excitement or anticipation? And what are you looking forward to seeing this evening?
Well, I'm always... It's always fun to play against good teams, good players, to see great players, to compete against them. So San Diego has a really good ball club, and I know our guys are looking forward to the series. And like you said, media, fans, and that's good for baseball. So we got Walker going tonight. They've got a young Weathers going, so it's got good stuff. So it's going to be a fun series, fun game. I'm not going to make too much out of one game or one series, but you know, when you're in it tonight, I'm looking forward to it.
And you mentioned Cody Bellinger still day to day, but was progressing. He did a pool workout yesterday. Are there any updates on him?
Yeah. You know, with Cody, he was kind of hit a plateau as far as kind of getting better each day. So we had a scan, and there, it showed a fracture, a slight little hairline fracture. So, that's kind of, it hasn't really changed the course of timetable. So right now, which is more of just getting that thing healed up. And then when he's ready to go, he'll be back with us. So he's just rehabbing daily and doing everything he can to join us as soon as possible.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
Next question from Dave Vasse. Go ahead.
Dave, when you said the timetable hasn't changed for Cody, do you expect this to delay that or make it longer than what you anticipated?
Yeah, you know, I think I just, Dave, I just hesitate to kind of put the, you know, it's a hairline fracture, so at least that we know what Cody's dealing with. And so at that point in time, certain players heal differently. So I just don't know where Cody's going to be at. I do know that the training staff, you know, is doing everything they can. Cody's doing what he can. So, I can say comfortably that it's not a day-to-day thing. So we can kind of just put it on the back burner, let Cody do his rehab and, you know, join us hopefully soon.
With the whole Padres situation, obviously every move they made, it seemed like they were talking about how they want to dethrone you guys from the division. Do you guys feel that from the other side at all? Like, do you look at that?
I think we feel that from everywhere. I think that we've done a lot of things in recent years and as far as winning. And it's a copycat league. So I think that, yeah, a lot of teams are trying to, you know, follow what we do and imitate. And I think the Padres respect what we do and trying to, you know, do some of the things. And they've done a nice job.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts talking about this series and also an update on Cody Bellinger. Still to come, we'll have your chance to participate in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But when we come back here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse at Petco Park as we lead you up to first pitch. It's the Dodgers and the Padres. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Padres, Walker Buehler, Ryan Weathers, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Petco Park, set for 7-10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, David, you are at Petco Park. You've been in San Diego all day. What is the city like? What is the mood like of the fans there? What is the atmosphere like at Petco?
I'm already seeing a lot of blue, Tim. I'll put it that way. I was just in the radio booth with Tony Gwynn Jr., and we were surveying the landscape here, and he said, I don't know if those fryer sticks are really going to stick tonight, because a lot of Dodger blue here tonight at Petco Park. So it should be a fun atmosphere. Don't forget, it just got allowed to increase capacity to 33% here. Ooh. In San Diego. So from what I understand, it was loud where it was before, so it should be even louder tonight with 33% capacity allowed at Petco Park. So a lot of Dodger fans already.
That just means more room for blue inside Petco Park. And I know Dave Roberts doesn't want to play up this series too much. The Padres certainly will play it up on their side. But what about the Dodger players, Dave, in this matchup?
Yeah, they're playing it cool, Tim. Okay. Yeah, the Dodgers kind of set the tone by not only providing extra days rest for Walker Buehler tonight, Clayton Kershaw tomorrow, but it's no coincidence that they set up their top three starters to pitch in this series. So the tone has been set, especially the next two nights where you have the Padres sending out their two best starters and the Dodgers having Kershaw and Bauer pitch the next 2 days as well. But Corey Seager was the Dodger player on Zoom today, and he definitely made Chase Utley proud with these answers.
It's another division series. You know, all division series are important. You're trying to go out there and win a series, win tonight, and I think that's kind of where it ends. Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's different in the fact of just from last year, but, you know, a lot of these guys have played multiple years and a lot of years of 162, so it's just kind of getting back to normal, getting back in the groove of things and just going.
And Corey Seager is at shortstop tonight, hitting in his familiar number two spot behind Mookie Betts. And the Dodger offense, Tim, is definitely going to need those three guys because they are a little bit more thin than they have been in years past, and especially this season.
David Vasse brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. You're talking about getting tested, Dave. It's going to be tested this depth right now from pitching to the position players because, as you mentioned, starting to rack up some injuries.
Yeah, and last night the Dodgers lost two starters. A.J. Pollock left the game in the seventh inning with left groin tightness, and Gavin Lux was a late scratch. But I did have some good news for you, Tim. I saw A.J. Pollock take batting practice with the team, so that's a great sign that his groin injury is not that serious and could be available off the bench. Gavin Lux was taking ground balls at second base. As you heard, Dave Roberts said that he'll be available as a late-inning defensive replacement, but I don't really see that taking place because defense is not his strong suit, but could be used as a pinch runner. So at least Pollock took BP, and Lux did not have his right hand as heavily taped as he did earlier in the afternoon.
All right, Dave, great stuff. We'll check back in about 15 minutes when you visit with Trevor Bauer. Looking forward to that. Dodger fans, 93 contestants. It's time for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict the inning and the player. The most thrilling play will happen tonight. If you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. We're leading you at the first pitch from San Diego. Dodgers and Padres. I'm Tim Cates, and you're listening to the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
If you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. Everything is changing, including auto insurance rates. But Adriana's gives you options to get the coverage you need at the price you can pay. For over three generations, Adriana's Insurance has been there for you, offering unique and exclusive opportunities to...
Dodgers and Padres from Petco Park. Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Walker Buehler and Ryan Weathers, the pitching matchup tonight. First pitch coming up at 7:10.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
We have our three contestants ready to go for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. All right, Juan is our first contestant. Welcome, Juan. What is your guess? Player and inning for the play of the game.
Seager in the fourth.
Corey Seager in the fourth inning. Good luck to you, Juan. Joe is our second contestant. Joe, welcome to you. What is your guess?
Turner in the fifth.
Justin Turner in the fifth inning. All right, good luck to you, Joe. Russell is our third and final contestant. Russell, welcome to you. What is your guess tonight?
Turner in the tenth.
Justin Turner in the tenth inning. Oh, some dramatics in the extra innings. All right, Russell, good luck to you. Good luck to Joe, and good luck to Juan. There are three contestants tonight. Time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order with the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger is all about. Batting leadoff and in right field, Mookie Betts. Batting second, and at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third, and at third base is Justin Turner. Batting fourth, and doing the catching is Will Smith. Batting fifth, and at first base is Max Muncy. Batting sixth, and in center field tonight is Chris Taylor. Batting seventh, at second base is Zach McKinstry. Batting eighth, and in left field is Luke Rayleigh. And doing the pitching, batting ninth, number 21, Walker Buehler. So there's your Dodgers starting lineup tonight. When we continue here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead up to first pitch. Dodgers and Padres from San Diego. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Padres from San Diego. First pitch from Petco Park is coming up at 7:10. Still to come, we'll get to the keys to the game. Plus, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massey, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Well, Rick, this is the matchup everybody's been anticipating, Dodgers and Padres, but the players are playing it cool.
Well, they're playing it cool, but you're over the edge. I mean, you are in San Diego. You know, Charlie and I and Dwayne McDonald, we're in the broadcast booth at Dodger Stadium. You, however, my friend, are down there up close and personal and a chance to talk to some of the Dodger players on top of it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to be down here, Rick. I got to say, there's a lot of buzz amongst the fans, and I already see a lot of Dodger fans entering the stadium. So I feel like the Dodger fan presence is still going to be large.
Well, we understand that there was something that was at least said, don't know by whom, about Padre fans. Don't sell your tickets to Dodger fans as they enter. Everywhere else, they call them thunder sticks, those plastic things. They're handing them out tonight, is my understanding. They're calling them fryer sticks, so it's going to be loud. They're going to make up. They do have, the green light in San Diego for 33% capacity as far as the fans that are out there. But let's look at it. There's been a lot of hullabaloo about the Padres, and yes, they have improved their team, and yes, the Dodgers faced them last year in the playoffs and swept that series. But if you look at it, the Dodgers took 6 out of 10 in last year's regular season. And if we're also looking at it, David, I know there's a lot of buildup of what's going to happen with bat flips and the stare downs and celebration if you're doing this, if you're doing that. But it comes down to the Dodgers and Padres are going to get sick and tired of seeing one another very, very soon, because they're going to play one another, what is it, 7 times in the next 10 days? Yeah, indeed, they'll get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
How much of it is a measuring stick? Because the Dodgers have played the Rockies 7 times. They swept the Nationals at home. How much do you believe this is a measuring stick for the Dodgers, maybe their most talented team they're facing so far this season?
I really believe that the measuring stick would only be with San Diego and not with the Dodgers. The Dodgers right now know who they are. The Padres are trying to discover who they could be. They look really good on paper, and that's not to take anything away from them. I mean, they might sweep the series. Who knows? But I think this is going to be analyzed more by Padres personnel, not necessarily those on the field, but I think those that are watching the players on the field. I think it'll be looked at, scrutinized more by those folks than it will be the Dodgers folks.
And as far as the Dodgers side goes, Rick, you already know that they're a little shorthanded tonight with Gavin Lux and A.J. Pollock not being available to do much of anything.
Yeah, Lux took batting practice yesterday, and it's we were told yesterday it's the right wrist. Today, Dave Roberts said it's the right hand. He's available for running along with some defense. We saw him in last night's ballgame from a defensive standpoint. And for A.J. Pollock, we discovered, well, it was the left groin. So that's kind of the scenario. And for Pollock, the question is, I think any time that you have a groin issue, is that how long is it going to take you to come back and really feel secure that you can take a step or two or run hard and not have a blowout? And that's something up to the medical personnel. The Dodgers are fortunate. They have every team has really terrific personnel. The Dodgers have excellent medical attention with their trainers and what have you. Hopefully it's not going to really curtail A.J. Pollock too long.
Yeah, can't wait for first pitch, Rick. I know the players have to play it cool, but I'm not hiding my excitement. It should be a fun series. We'll send it back to you, Tim.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll get you a preview of tonight's pitching matchup. Rick and Charlie are going to have the keys to the game, but up next we go high and tight with Trevor Bauer. It's the Dodgers and Padres from Petco Park in San Diego. First pitch at 7:10. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Padres, Walker Buehler, Ryan Weathers, the pitching matchup, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Time now to go high and tight with David Vasse.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
The Dodgers and Padres are getting set for a big 3-game weekend series here in San Diego, and I'm joined by Sunday starter, defending reigning National League Cy Young Award winner, Trevor Bauer. Trevor, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Trevor, I don't think people introduce you enough by saying the reigning Cy Young Award winner. Has that sunk in? I mean, you are that guy.
Yeah, it hasn't really sunk in. Nothing has really changed. I still try to go out there and, do the best I can. I think if you added Mickey Mouse to it, it would probably satisfy a lot more people.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you whether or not you do embrace being the heel of Major League Baseball. Obviously, your teammates love you by all accounts. Your family and friends love you. But every other team in baseball outside of Dodger Blue, I feel like you are public enemy number one.
Yeah, Reds fans and Indians fans seem to like me all right. But outside of that, yeah, there's some bad blood there, I guess. Mainly probably because fans just don't understand exactly what the purpose of all of it is. And I'm just trying to bring entertainment, and then I'm, joking around and not serious like 99% of the time. So when people meet me and they're like, what's this guy about? Like, he seems this way or that way. And then they realize very quickly that I just like to have a good time and I'm joking around, they're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But yeah, I definitely embrace the heel role. Someone's got to do it. You know, the story sells and conflict sells. You can't watch the Kardashians or the Paul brothers on YouTube or anything like that and come to a different conclusion. Personality and conflict and story sells. So having more of that in baseball, if you look at what goes on in the NBA, if you look at what goes on in wrestling, if you look at what goes on in MMA, like you have these conflicts between people, real or fake, it doesn't really matter, but people buy into it, and baseball needs more of that, in my opinion.
It feels like you really embrace it. Just your last start, you were able to put the sword back in its holster after the final out. You have the McGregor strut, Ric Flair style coming off the mound. It seems like you really embrace it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a game these days of going viral. So you have to do these little things on the field that get clipped out and put all over social media. And ultimately, that's what makes the game more popular, because the young people are on social media. They're on Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, wherever these things get shared, and they see it and they're like, oh, that looks fun. And then they want to go play baseball to do their idea, or they want to tune in to see what the next idea is. And that's something that baseball has been behind on, is the presence on social media. So these little clippable moments, the bat flips, the celebration, stuff like that, they're what draws interest in from the young crowd.
So Trevor, you could appreciate this. I told my wife and kids, see you. I'm coming down to San Diego for this big 3-game series. Am I overhyping this series? What's the vibe from your standpoint and the team standpoint with these first 3 games against the Padres?
It's just another series to us, really. I mean, it's early in the year. We're playing good baseball. We want to continue to play good baseball. But we know it's a long year, and every win is just as important as the next. You know, winning yesterday and the way that we did coming back late was big for us. And we haven't been behind a whole lot this season, so to have a comeback win is big. And, you know, it's about continuing to play good baseball, ultimately.
I know during the long season, you need some things to pick you up. Is this one of those type of series that pick you up and get the adrenaline going over the course of 162 games?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't played against the Padres, with this current lineup. I haven't played against this current team. Obviously, we didn't play, with the Reds, we didn't play them last year. So it's hard for me to really get a judge of, you know, how their lineup is and how intense the series are or whatever the case is. I'll know a lot more after tonight's game. But it's going to be fun. It's for me, it's my first time playing in Petco. It's one of the stadiums I haven't played in yet. So that part of it will be really cool. I'll get to check that one off. I think there's 2 other ones, Citi Field and the new ballpark in Arlington, Globe Life Field, I think. So, yeah. It'll be fun for me in that standpoint. I watched a lot of games as a kid at Petco. I've done the stadium tour at Petco, but I've never been in the dugout during a big league game. So that'll be fun for me.
Will you be on the top railing blowing kisses to Manny Machado in advance of Sunday?
I'm just hoping he doesn't duck me like he did in spring training.
That was so funny when you said that. I don't think people realize the history between you two in a good way.
Yeah,
in a bad way for you on your side.
Manny's always been great to me. I got no problems with Manny. You know, we've had a lighthearted, like, fun relationship about it. Obviously, he's a great talent in our game, and I'm all for him going out there and performing well. You know, just not when it's against me. So we'll have quite the fun interaction this year, I'm sure, as I try to figure out how to get him out.
You're focused on your body and pitching, and that's one thing that your teammates, the first thing they use to describe you, Trevor, is competitive. Where did that come from? Your parents? Did you develop that on your own? Where did that competitive spirit come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I had to give an answer, it probably would be from being bullied nonstop as a kid. And I was just so angry that was kind of my competitive, like, or my outlet was like competition. You know, it was the one thing that I could go out there and I could do that I felt good about myself, because I wasn't around other kids necessarily or whatever. It was just kind of me out there competing, and I could lose myself in doing the thing that I loved. And, you know, to show a lot of people, you know, I had a lot of kind of bad relationships with coaches coming up, especially my high school coach. So going out there and being able to kind of prove him wrong in some way kind of drove that competitive fire, I think. But I've always been competitive. You know, I hate losing. It just drives me nuts. Like, there's nothing I hate more than going out there and being bad at something that I care about. So you definitely have that internal fire.
Can you be successful on the mound pitching angry? Have you found success when you're angry on the mound? Because a lot of athletes can't really control that anger.
I'm better when I'm angry. Yeah. like the worst thing you could do is piss me off on the field. Because you're going to get 97, 98, and you're going to get like really, yeah, you're going to get nasty stuff if you make me mad. So, yeah, I'm definitely better when I'm mad.
So you're an outlier as far as an athlete goes, Trevor. Not too many guys can perform playing angry or pitching angry.
Yeah, I would consider myself an outlier in many things.
Yeah. Hey, one teammate that really likes you, Trevor, that I know for sure is Kenley Jansen. You guys started playing long toss during spring training. Has he approached you for any help? Because we've seen somewhat of a change in the last couple of outings that he's been out there closing games for the Dodgers.
No, I mean, it's not something where he comes in, like, sits down and asks me a bunch of stuff. But, you know, we're in the clubhouse together. We talk together. We play catch together. We're around. We're just, you know, sharing ideas back and forth. And it really is a testament to what the organization has put together in the culture, because guys are talking. You know, I may talk to Jimmy Nelson and say something, and he may be then talking to Kenley and say something that I said, and you know, same thing in reverse, and talking to Connor McGinnis and Mark and all the, you know, all the different the people around them that have great information. It's like, it's just a kind of a sharing, it's a sharing environment, you know. We're talking baseball all the time, so I wouldn't say that I have any sort of direct like influence on Kenley or whatever, but it's a matter of like getting the best ideas to the surface and figuring out who can communicate the best ideas to who. And you know, like sometimes I might hear the same thing from two different people, they may say it differently, and I might, you know, pick it up from one person but not the other. So it's really about just getting all the best ideas out and talking baseball and trying to help each other in any way possible.
That's so cool. That's continuing the culture that was created here, where guys talk a lot of baseball. They eat, sleep, and drink baseball. And Trevor Bauer certainly does that as well. Before I let you go, Trevor, I got to know, since you've come back to Los Angeles to pitch for the Dodgers, I'm not believing that you went back to Valencia, right? You're not living back in Valencia. You're graduated now. You're on your own, right?
Yeah, I'm on my own. I see my parents when I can. Obviously with the COVID restrictions, it's a little bit more difficult, but yeah, I'm down in Pasadena now and a little bit closer to the stadium. So I can, I don't like driving too much, especially in LA traffic, because you know, the further away you are, the more variability there is in the time it takes you to get to the ballpark. So yeah, I like to be somewhat close, but Pasadena is a nice area.
By the way, I am from the San Fernando Valley, Woodland Hills, the great 1-8. So I get offended when people say you're from the Valley, because Santa Clarita is not the Valley, Trevor.
Well, technically, I'm from the Valley. I was born in North Hollywood, and I lived in San Fernando Valley for the first year and a half of my life.
Okay.
So technically, yeah, but yeah, Valencia is definitely not considered the Valley. I think Valencians would be upset if it was considered the Valley as well. So there's a nice little rivalry there, let's say.
Now, wait a minute. I'm more offended than you are. You can't be offended. I'm offended.
Yeah, that's the status of our society now, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Let's end it right there, Trevor. It's been awesome catching up with you and sharing you with Dodger fans. Good luck on Sunday and the rest of the season. It's been a pleasure to get to know you.
Yeah, same. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to doing it again.
All right, there he goes, Tim. Trevor Bauer, UCLA Bruin. We love that. Send it back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. Thanks a lot, Trevor. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. This is how we Vegas. Book at aria.com. Still to come, Rick and Charlie will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to break down this pitching matchup. It's the Dodgers and Padres from Petco Park. I'm Tim Cates. It's World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Padres from Petco Park, the beginning of a three-game series. We'll see Clayton Kershaw. We'll see Trevor Bauer on Sunday. Just heard from Trevor. Great to catch up with him. Thank you, David Vassay. Tonight, it's Walker Buehler. Let's dive into this pitching matchup.
Hold on and miss strike three. Yeah!
And now, before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event, where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealers for all offers. We make it easy. Walker Buehler at times makes it look easy. 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA. 26-year-old right-hander making his third start of the season. Walker Buehler has been really good this year in his first two starts against the Padres. Well, he's done very well as well in his career. Last faced him in game one of the 20 NLDS in Arlington, allowing just one run on two hits in four innings. That was in a no decision while striking out eight. He's unbeaten in five career starts against the Padres. 4-0 with a 1.36 ERA. He has 45 strikeouts in 33 innings against the Padres at Petco Park. Three career starts. He's 2-0 with a 1.59 ERA. He is going up against 21-year-old left-hander Ryan Weathers, who was 1-0 on this season, first-round pick of the Padres back in 2018 out of high school in Tennessee. He is the son of former Major League pitcher David Weathers, who spent a lot of his career with the Cincinnati Reds. He made his Major League debut during Game 1 of the NLDS last October, making his first career start. He pitched out of the bullpen three times this year, six innings, one run, two hits, seven strikeouts. He earned the first winning decision of his career Saturday at Texas with a solo home run that he gave up, snapping a 5 2/3 scoreless inning streak of his young career. So it's Walker Buehler and Ryan Weathers, the pitching matchup. We're 15 minutes away from first pitch. Keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's Dodgers and Padres, much anticipated series from Petco Park. The first of 19 meetings between these two teams this season. Walker Buehler on the mound. Let's go back out to Rick and Charlie, guys.
All right, Tim, the Dodgers and the Padres get ready for the first of this three-game series. They'll be facing one another seven times over the next 10 days. The Dodgers with the best record in baseball at 11-2, 2.5 in front of the Padres, who just came home from a seven-game road trip in which they won five. And tonight it's going to be Walker Buehler making his third start of the season for the Dodgers. Ryan Weathers will be making his first regular season big league start for the Pods.
And for Walker Buehler, trying to pick up his second win of the season, if you look what he's done career against the Padres, yeah, he's been flawless as far as the results. Five starts, he's 4-0 with an ERA that's under 1.5. That was then. We'll find out how it's going to be tonight. But the fastball has really been part of the big arsenal for Walker Buehler. Runners in scoring position also. He has shut down the opposing offense. They're 0-6. Hopefully he doesn't have too many situations tonight where he has to pitch out of it.
Dodgers saw Weathers briefly in the postseason last year.
Yeah, he's an interesting story. I mean, his dad, David Weathers, was a major league pitcher, and we saw the youngster come on. A remarkable story. We'll talk more about it during the ballgame, but he went from high A classification to being on the postseason roster. The Dodgers saw him for an inning and a third in the NLDS, and don't overlook the fastball because he's got a very good one.
A win tonight for the Dodgers would make it seven in a row, which would equal last year's season high. Everything is going great guns for the Dodgers as they begin a three-game series with San Diego, then up to Seattle before coming home the middle of next week. Lineups and first pitch coming up, Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. It's the beginning of a three-game series. The Dodgers come in 11-2 on the season. Again, Cody Bellinger earlier today had a scan again on that calf. More than a contusion, it is a hairline fracture. No timetable, no estimate on how long it will additionally keep him out. No Gavin Lux in the lineup tonight. He's got a sore right wrist. No A.J. Pollock in the lineup tonight. He has got a groin injury. However, he did take batting practice. Gavin Lux, by the way, available if needed as a defensive replacement or a pinch runner later in the game. They like to keep him away from swinging the bat. Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Justin Turner, Will Smith, Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, Zach McKinstry, Luke Raley. Your starting lineup tonight with Walker Buehler on the mound. As Rick and Mo just talked about, Charlie, they got a really good record against the San Diego Padres. Looking to keep it going tonight from Petco Park. Rick and Charlie have the call when we come back. I'm Tim Cates. This has been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.